Hey, it's Arrow inside the rbeats.com studio. Unplugged and totally uncut with John Oates.
I've been online dating on all the dot-coms. That seems so right, but it always goes wrong.
You know you've created something that we're going to be singing for probably decades.
Well, you know what? You just made my day, because if anything, with this song, my goal was to write a song that could be played for many Christmases to come. And that's what I tried to do. And working with Vince Gill and the Time Jumpers on this, and doing this old-timey swing feel with a modern lyric was really just a great experience.
What was that moment like for you to be in that studio? Because we don't get to see that side of it.
Well, you know, I knew the song had that feel to it, but it needed the right musicians to make it come alive. I'm a huge fan of the Time Jumpers. They are just the most incredible collection of musicians, and that's what they do. They do this really cool swing and jazzy kind of thing that they do, and I knew that they were the exact right musicians for this track. And when I reached out to them and I played them the demo, they liked it and they wanted to do it with me, and I was thrilled. Well, we went in the studio, we recorded onto analog tape, just like we did in the old days,
God.
And I really wanted to capture that spirit with this song, and it really came out great.
See, that totally makes me want to hear it on vinyl now. Did you guys press it?
Oh, yeah, you got to check it out on vinyl with all the pops and scratches.
See, there was something about that needle going across that vinyl, wasn't there?
Hey, that's the real thing, man.
Bring a white Christmas, don't make it blue. This holiday season, Santa be good to me.
To be able to sit down and create with somebody as powerful as Vince Gill, I mean, he's a soft-spoken man, but his imagination is always on fire.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the beautiful thing about him, about Vince. He is very soft-spoken, and he's very gracious and very very kind to a lot of people. But when he picks that guitar up and he opens his mouth, unbelievable things happen. And he's one of the best on every level, as a human being and as a musician. So just to be able to record and write and play with him is an honor, and I just love it.
To lay down the vocals on this song, did you do it all as a band in the studio as one single? Unit?
Well, there's no background vocals on this. It's just me singing. So I actually sang it live while we played the track. We played it down a few times and tweaked it, you know, and we discussed it and kind of worked through it and made sure the arrangement was the way we wanted. And I sang it live. So what you're hearing on the track is pretty much about probably 80% of what I sang as we were recording in real time. And then I went back and fixed a couple little vocal things that I thought I could do better. But other than that, it's about as real and live as it gets.
That reminds me of the days that when Hank Sr. would go in there and record music. They had a certain amount of time to put it down on that acetate, and then look how long that music has lasted.
Hey, listen, it's all about capturing magic when you record. You can outthink yourself very easily in this day and age with all the technology at your disposal. So it's really about capturing magic and trying to, you know, bring that spirit of creativity and music onto the recording.
How did you keep your voice so pure? I mean, it just flows. Is that Vince Gill working through you, or how is it that you kept it so genuine?
I'd like to say that Vince is one of the greatest singers of all time. You know, it's a little intimidating when he's in the room and you're singing, so you got to step it up. It's in a good key for me, and I have a certain style of singing that works really well with that kind of music. So it's very comfortable for me to be there.
So now I got to ask you, are you going back there to do some other stuff that's not going to be associated with Christmas then?
Hey, you never know, man. I'd record with the Time Jumpers any time if we had the right song, you know. So you never know. We might do a project together.
Because wouldn't you say that you and the Time Jumpers, that's like a Traveling Wilburys kind of a super band of the new millennium, is it not?
Well, you know, they have a niche. They're kind of in this cool, they're not really, you know, kind of contemporary country, and they're not, you know, they're not really bluegrass. They're kind of this really cool area of almost traditional old school country. I guess that's the best way to describe them. And I just love what they do, and I love the fact that they honor that music, because it's such a big part of the American music tradition, and they're very authentic about it. And I love authenticity in this day and age, you know, when so much stuff is just seems so disposable. You know, true authenticity is very important.
Until I'm under the mistletoe, sharing a kiss with my one and only, warm in my arms with no one around.
just the snow and the stars. So old Saint Nick, make my wish come true. Bring a white Christmas, don't make it blue. This holiday season, Santa be good to me. Santa.